Chapter 3. The Radio Operator. "Here we are. This is where I work," said the officer. The room was small, with one porthole, a chair, a table, and a radio. I saw a single bed at the back of the room. "Are you the radio operator?" I asked. "Yes, I am. My name is Harold Cottam," he said, shaking my hand. "And who are you?" "I'm Charlotte Thomas," I said, my face turning red. "I'm pleased to meet you, Charlotte," said Harold. "But passengers don't normally come to the radio room. They give their messages to the stewards, and the stewards bring them to me to send. Didn't you know?"
"No, I didn't know that," I said. "And also, I wanted to explore the ship before I sent a message to our family."
"Ah, a girl with a sense of adventure," said Harold. "Now you've got my attention." He was teasing me, and I felt my heart beat faster. At that moment, we heard someone at the door and the captain walked in.
"Captain Rostron," said Harold. "What can I do for you, sir?"
"We're entering an iceberg zone this evening," the captain replied. "I want you to listen very carefully to the messages from all the ships in the area. We need to warn each other if there are problems with the icebergs." The captain looked at me and said, "Passengers shouldn't be in the radio room. Young lady, please go back to your cabin or to the deck. Harold must concentrate on his work." As the captain left the room, Harold asked me, "Would you like to walk around the deck with me tomorrow evening, after I finish work?"
"Yes," I said. "I'd like that very much."
I wrote a short message for Harold to send to the family in Gibraltar, paid him the money, and then I walked out of the radio room, very happy. On deck, the air was warm and there was a light wind. Aunt Elizabeth was sitting in the shade.
"It feels like summer," she said. "Isn't it fabulous?"
She fanned her face and lay back in her chair. "The stewards say it's hot because we're in a warm current called the Gulf Stream," I explained, looking at the sea. It was calm and there was nothing to see on the horizon. It was difficult to imagine there were icebergs not far away and that they were big enough to sink a ship. Then I thought about Harold. I was excited about meeting him and I wanted to share it with someone. I went to the radio room and sent the message. "And you'll never guess what happened to me," I said. Aunt Elizabeth looked at me curiously.
"Tell me," she said.
"I met the young man from the dining room. He's the radio operator," I told her. "He's very friendly and he invited me for a walk around the deck after he finishes work tomorrow. I'm so excited about that." Aunt Elizabeth frowned.
"Well, that's very nice of him, but you can't meet him, obviously. What would your parents say?"
"Remember what I told you yesterday, Charlotte. Now, be a darling and bring our books from the cabin, please. We'll be out of the Gulf Stream soon, so let's enjoy this fabulous weather while we can." I couldn't believe that my aunt wasn't happy for me. Surely she had been in love before. Maybe not. That would explain why she wasn't married at 28 years old. But I didn't want to be like her. I wanted to marry and have children. I decided right then that I wasn't going to listen to my aunt. I was going to meet Harold. But how am I going to do that without Aunt Elizabeth noticing? I thought.